This is one poem in a series of 10 called Tales from the Tower of Babel, or Babel, which was culled from old Sumerian tablets, the Epic of Gilgamesh. Epic of Gilgamesh was, of course, a lot more serious than Giovanni's treatment of it. A certain rich foundry owner, a trifle bent but well-related, presently acquiring a reputation for moral rectitude, who will be later translated, becoming, one supposes, the god of the metalworkers when dead, used to enjoy sexual intercourse with Sumerian strumpets in an inlaid coffin. The two squashed bulks struggling mightily with barely room to breathe in the large black box. He kept the hinge lid open, leaning against a copper griffon. One day the lid fell, delivering a considerable welt about the size of a buckler to the back of his head, and a goodly belt, which some say was overdue, across the bulbs of his buttocks. The girl lost all her breath, but soon regained it, and had to be paid double to lose it again. He now patronizes, with the same regularity, a variety of chiropractors. If you wait here, you will see him limping past.
One of your more recent Giovanni poems shows a cynicism and skepticism about office technology.
Giovanni Jacopo meditates on scientists discover new black hole. That Mimo's round the labs again, and more than just one coffee stain now backs it. We've tried to lose it, but in vain. Its authors phased out, quite insane. Let's fax it. There's no one here who seems to know to whom that invoice has to go, or tracks it. We've sent it high, we've sent it low, we've sent it to, we've sent it fro, oh, fax it. This circular quite makes us sigh. The ink has run as alkali attacks it. If it gets lost, no alibi will serve to save or justify, so fax it. There was no way in days of yore to cope or ease the tension nor relax it. Today, the documents still bore, no need to file or strew the floor, just fax it.